We've been slowly working our way through the entire book of Daniel, and we're at Daniel chapter 7 and verse 17 today. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. As we've already studied on another day, the four animals that come up out of the sea in Daniel chapter 7 represent world empires rising on the scene one after the other. And when Daniel sees these kingdoms emerging, the children of Israel have been living as captives for several generations, and the city of Jerusalem is essentially lying in ruins. And if there are four kingdoms altogether, that might look like really bad news to a Hebrew captive. The Babylonians had brought an end to the Israelites' liberty, and three more kingdoms might just represent a lot of trouble for God's people. And sure enough, it did. After the Babylonian conquest, the Israelites never really had utter sovereignty or complete self-determination. They always lived under the shadow of a Gentile empire. That's why this brief little passage is so very important, because it has that one little word that changes absolutely everything, the word but. Daniel, God says, there are going to be four world empires altogether. People are going to have to live with human government and human mistakes and human arrogance and pride. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess it forever. You see, God had attempted to establish His presence among the Israelites and build a kingdom where the Creator was enthroned in the hearts of the people. But Israel utterly failed with their end of the covenant, and the hopes that God had for Israel were never fully realized. Now God shows Daniel that in spite of Israel's rebellion, His plans have not been derailed. There will be a new Jerusalem, a place where pain and suffering are a thing of the past, and God will live with His people forever. So let's take that principle and apply it to your life the way it is right now today. I'm guessing that you've had more than your fair share of frustration and disappointment. I'm guessing, because I've been around the block a few times myself, that you're getting tired of having to deal with people and governments that do wrong things for all the wrong reasons. And then you look at the passages of Bible prophecy, and they tell you that things are going to get a whole lot worse. Before too long, a beast power, the little horn power, makes a huge mess of planet Earth, and trends of lawlessness and lovelessness seem to seize the whole human race. Right now, whatever you're facing, whatever problems you've got on your plate, you need to cling to that one little phrase, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. God's promise to you is that it's not always going to be like this. Cling to Him desperately, refuse to give up, and before too long, He's going to prove to you that He really does have a better way to live.